This is MSO, newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, along with Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. And, Tim, you guys are coming off a loss to Gloucester last Friday night, heading into the Swampscott game this week. But some assessment of that game. I thought that game, you know, both teams looked good. Unfortunately, they had the big play at the end to win.
Yeah, right. They came out and they took momentum right away in the start of the game. And then I thought we actually battled back pretty well. I thought, you know, we had a lot of momentum going in the third quarter. We went up by, you know, we scored two scores right in the way. And so I thought we were looking pretty good. And then, you know, they made a big play at the end. And, you know, it was a good game. But, you know, they came out on top.
Now you guys had that big stop right at the end of the first half defensively.
Yeah. That was a sweater, you know. That was on the 1-inch line, I think, and I think they started deep too. I think, you know, on their own 20, and
yeah, no.
They kind of chunked it down, and you know, but we did stop them, which was good.
That was just a bizarre kind of a drive for them, because you're right, they started at their 20, they had a little over a minute left, they kind of, you know, cruised downfield, you know, little 15-yard gains and another 15-yard gain, and then several of them, and then. But then you got them at the run out of time at the goal line.
It was almost as if, you know, coaches alike were just bracing for halftime with the heat. And I think, you know, luckily we made it without too much damage. But, I mean, that would have been a huge play for them. I mean, they would have went up by two scores, and it might have been a different game towards the end.
Tim, when you look at this week, preparing for the week, what things are you working on or looking to improve on defensively and offensively?
Well, defensively, it's tackling. I mean, I think everyone has tackling. This was week one, and ours was just, you know, completely unacceptable. It was just too many missed tackles and things like that. So we have to do a better job with coaching staff. We're doing, you know, circuits and all kinds of different drills to hopefully make ourselves, you know, into a better tackling team in a week. But we also go against a completely different offense in Swampscott that's spread and going to throw the ball a bunch. So we've got to adjust to that as well. So we're just trying to work on fundamentals tackling, especially on defense, but offensively just get better rhythm and see where we go from there.
How do you look at the game against Swampscott? Because here you are, now you're playing at a noon game. You're usually playing at night on a turf field, but you're on regular grass on Saturday at the old-fashioned Bloxage Field, maybe the last year, but whatever. But what are you looking for in this game?
Well, I you know, they're spread, so like I said, they're a different attack, and you know, who knows how we're going to match up against them. So we'll see. We had a couple spread teams in you know, scrimmages, things like that. So I think we looked all right. I'll be anxious because we are 0-1, and we're trying to preach that to our kids that they have to be, you know, very hungry for a win, and hopefully we can come out on Saturday afternoon.
Finally, any injuries of concern for Classical this week?
Yeah, we've got our running back captain is he's out for a little bit. Marcus Rivera will be out for a couple weeks. It doesn't seem to be too serious, but he probably won't play on Saturday.
All right, Coach. Good luck to you. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you,
Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.